Well, I think we have a chance to do some real important things around criminal justice reform. You know, I had legislation that would have expanded parole relief to include many lifers, some of whom never took a life. And it's costing the Commonwealth millions of dollars to incarcerate these individuals, including some senior citizens who have a statistically a zero rate of likelihood of recidivism. I'm also really excited about our idea, our chance to do something for our seniors. Our legislation that I co-sponsored to expand presumptive eligibility. I was a co-prime sponsor of that legislation. I think we've got a very good chance of getting that passed this coming session. And I'm bullish on the idea of expanding access to marijuana. I think that both decriminalization and legalization legislation have a chance to get real consideration. Decriminalization is incredibly important as marijuana usage is about the same across racial and economic demographics, but low-income people and people of color are much more likely to be prosecuted than higher-income people who people in the majority community who are of same usage levels. So I think, and for recreational, I think it has great potential to create job opportunities for Pennsylvania farmers and people in urban areas alike. So I think those are some of our priorities. I'm excited to continue my work in banking and insurance, where we can make sure we do put the right protections around healthcare and health insurance and access to care. And I'm also excited about having an opportunity to continue to both work on housing and urban affairs and agricultural and rural affairs, because I think we know that, agriculture is important to all of us because all of us have constituents that eat. We have new faces and different faces, and I think they bring a lot of energy and creative ideas. Some of my colleagues, I've talked with Senator Muth about ideas around expanding access to information via information systems, and she's got some really great ideas, and I'm looking to support her on that. Other colleagues have ideas that vary from dealing with seniors to expanding workers' rights to election reform. I think that kind of energy will help our caucus move forward. And I'm also interested in the fact that in this chamber, unlike what goes on in Washington, we're able to come together on important issues like the budget.